The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, Americans. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have you with us today. Border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. We are freedom's blowtorch for America, and folks, we've got a great 3 hours planned for you today, some incredible guests, some great conversation, and we also want to welcome our brand new affiliate broadcasting from Gainesville, Georgia, our good friends at WDUN, and we have a tradition here on the radio program. Whenever we add a new affiliate, we want to lavish our audience in that particular town with all sorts of prizes and things of that nature. So here is the deal. This week, as we celebrate the addition of WDUN to our family, anyone who calls in listening to us on WDUN will receive a prize package. So if you call and you make it on the air, then you will receive a prize package. Here is our toll-free telephone number. Everybody needs us to call in today, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, new listeners, we have something called a live show blog over at toddstarnes.com. This is the place that you can go to if you want to see the stories we're talking about, you want to read more, if you want links to all of our guests, you're going to be able to find those at toddstarnes.com. Well, let's just jump right into the big story of the day. And as we talked about yesterday, we do not believe in boycotts on the Todd Starnes radio program. By and large, we do not believe in boycotts. But what's been happening over the past couple of weeks in the state of Georgia has been incredibly alarming because it impacts all of us. It impacts every American citizen who believes in free and fair elections. And we all know what happened back in 2020 during the presidential election. There was massive voter fraud. Now, unfortunately, the attorneys involved could not prove their case, but we do know that there is massive voter fraud. And as much as I've been complaining about the governor of Georgia, I've got to give him credit here. Governor Brian Kemp is doing a terrific job of standing his ground. Now you have people like Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, Major League Baseball, and we have a full list of all the companies that are attacking the state of Georgia over their decision to secure the ballot. And the Democrats are just lying about this, folks, and you need to hear that. You need to understand that the Democrats are lying to you. Chucky Schumer out of New York State said this on Twitter: racist voter suppression laws are now hurting Georgia's voters and its economy. Georgia Republicans should be ashamed. We would welcome Major League Baseball to come play the All-Star Game in New York, where we are working to make it easier, not harder, to vote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, on this radio program, we operate in facts. And the fact is, and Governor Kemp outlined this beautifully, the fact is that New York State only has 9 days of early voting. You want to know how many days of early voting the state of Georgia has? Oh, those racist, those white supremacists in the state of Georgia, they have 17 days. And that's a minimum of 17 days. So Georgia has a minimum of 17 days of early voting. New York State has only 9 days of early voting. So who is suppressing the vote, Chucky? By the way, in the state of Georgia, they have an additional 2 Sundays as an option for every county for early voting. And ladies and gentlemen, New York State requires an excuse to vote absentee, but the state of Georgia does not. So again, I ask you, who is suppressing the vote, Chucky? So Brian Kemp had a big press conference over the weekend, and I want you to listen to this because this is how Republicans should fight back. And honestly, folks, you want to talk about Donald John Trump's legacy to America? It is that he taught Republicans where to find their man parts and their spine. Let's listen.
Well, I can tell you that we were not wavering. For anybody that's out there thinking that any kind of snowball effect is going to have an effect on me, it will not. Because we have... we have worked in good faith with the business community, with the chambers of commerce, with some of these same companies that have flip-flopped on this issue. We had worked with their folks, and they knew exactly what was in this bill. And I let prior statements and statements after that speak to that fact. But I know in my heart what is in this bill. This bill is creating more accessibility and for us to continue to have better processes in the state that are secure for every voter, no matter who you are. And I don't think we need to apologize one bit for that.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, holding a press conference over the weekend, and he's not budging. He is standing his ground, and they should. As a matter of fact, President Trump came out over the weekend and announced that there should be a boycott of Major League Baseball, Delta Airlines, Coca-Cola. We have the entire list over on our website. But I want to ask you a very simple question, and we're going to go to break, and then we're going to go right to the phones. The entire state of Georgia wants to have a conversation with us here. But the question is, what about you? Are you willing to say, you know what, Todd, I love Major League Baseball, I love my Coca-Cola, but you know what, I love freedom even more. And I love free and fair elections even more than I love Coca-Cola. Are you ready to say it's time to boycott? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. If the line is busy, just keep on calling. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, I got to play this audio for you. I'm just so excited about this. I was someone sent this to me. One of our listeners sent this to me last night, and we've got the story up on our website, toddstearns.com. So there is a pastor in Canada, and this guy is of Polish descent. And for whatever reason, I don't know if it was coincidental, but there was also an incident at a Catholic church that was a Polish Catholic church in London. So over the weekend, you had the police in London barge into a Catholic church service, and they literally disrupted the service. The police walked up to the front of the platform of the sanctuary and told the congregation they were breaking the law and that they had to shut down the Easter weekend service. I believe this was a Good Friday service because it violated the China virus rules and regulations. And so the Catholic priest, I don't know who the guy is, he was like, well, okay, we'll do whatever you want us to do, Mr. Policeman. So you folks just put down the communion, put down the wafers, and do what the government says. We don't want to get in trouble. And they just all walked out. Meanwhile, over in Canada, there's a guy by the name of Artur Pawlowski. He is the pastor of a church there, And the police in Canada showed up at his church. And this pastor, God bless him, he's got to be a Baptist. I don't think he's a Baptist, but he ought to be a Baptist. Because he had a come-to-Jesus meeting, a half a dozen police officers showed up and disrupted the service, and the pastor, armed with the Bible and his cell phone, literally drove the police out of the church house. Take a listen.
Out! Out of this property, you Nazis! Gestapo is not allowed here! Gestapo is not allowed! Do you understand English? Get out of this property!
Okay, and we have a longer version of that. Let's play the longer version, please.
Please get out. Get out of this property. Immediately get out. Okay. Get out of this property. Okay. Immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property. Immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property. Immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out. 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 Out! Out! Out of this property! Immediately out! Immediately go out and don't come back. Don't, I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this property. Out of this property. Immediately out. I don't care what you have to say. Out! Out! Out of this property, you Nazis! Out! Out! Gestapo is not allowed here. Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed. Out. Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go. So go. Go. And don't come back without the warrant. Out, Nazi. Out. Out. You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out. And don't come back without a warrant. Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths.
Wow. Can you imagine? I don't know who that guy is, but I want him as my pastor. Can you believe that? Can you imagine, just for a moment, if a majority of the pastors in America had that much righteous indignation, had that much will to stand on the word of God, as opposed to bowing down and doing what the government tells you to do, could you imagine what this country would look like? So I say, good for you, Pastor. Good for you, sir. Literally, folks, we've got the video on our website, toddstarnes.com. I would sincerely encourage you to watch this video. It's unbelievable. The pastor, without laying a hand on the police officers, just with the force of his voice. And I have to imagine, again, I'm not like, I'm not involved in the supernatural, but he literally drove them all out of the building. These are armed police officers. And I have to imagine, I mean, what if the officers saw behind him like an army of angels or something? I don't know. But, I mean, there's really no other explanation for why the police officers kept backing up, and then they were outside the building, and he went after them. He made sure they were off of that church property. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you handle the mob. That's how you do it. You stand your ground. And God bless this man. He set a great example for every pastor in the United States of America, and really every pastor across the world. I mean, you can either be like the priest over in London. Okay, officer, whatever you say, we'll do whatever you say. We don't want to offend the government. Or you can be like this pastor in Canada. Get out, you Nazis! By the way, I heard that the police officers later were very offended because they did not like being called Nazis. Well, all I can say is, if you don't want to be called a Nazi, if you don't want to be called the Gestapo, if you don't want to be called a brown shirt, then maybe you should stop acting like one. Shame on you, Canadian police. And you know, we've had this problem here in the United States of America. So I say good for you, Pastor Pawlowski. We've got the video. You got to watch this. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to send a link to your pastor and let your pastor know. I know there are a good many pastors out there that would do the exact same thing as this guy, but a lot of these megachurch guys, they're not having anything to do with it. They will shut down their churches. Whatever it takes to accommodate, to appease the government. And that's just unacceptable. All right, folks, we are coming up on the bottom of the hour break. Hang tight, full lines right now. We're going to get to your calls. Corey Lewandowski is going to drop by. We're going to ask him about this boycott the president is calling for. Also, the very latest on the trial of Derek Chauvin out of Minneapolis. Now we have Black Lives Matter on the record, and you're going to hear the audio for yourself. Black Lives Matter now saying they will burn down cities if this guy is not found guilty. Well, I told you this was going to happen, folks. All right, ToddStearns.com. By the way, be sure to subscribe to our free newsletter, free podcast, great resources for you and your family. Got to make it through this together, folks. We'll be right back. Our good friend Bernie Kerik, the former police commish over at the NYPD, says he's even given up Coca-Cola. No more Coca-Cola for Bernie Kerik. Good for you, sir. All right, let's go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Always a pleasure to have our good friend Corey Lewandowski hanging out with us. Hey, Corey, how's it going today?
Well, it's going just fine. I'm in New Hampshire today, and I'm not watching the Red Sox, that I can tell you.
Well, look, I got to give the president credit here. President Trump, I mean, he put out the call, and people are really responding to this.
Well, the woke cancel culture, and I don't know if you saw it today, but Senator Marco Rubio wrote to the commissioner of baseball and asked him if he'd be giving up his membership at the hoity-toity Augusta National Golf Course, which also happens to be in Georgia. And I'm sure the commissioner of baseball won't be doing that because it's easy to use, you know, the Major League Baseball woke cancel culture to get out of Georgia. But because I'm sure he enjoys playing golf at one of the most exclusive courses in the world, I'm sure the commissioner won't be giving up his membership over there because he's a total hypocrite.
Oh, Corey, the hypocrisy here. I mean, if you want to get baseball tickets, you got to show an ID at will call. If you want to get into an investors meeting over at Coca-Cola headquarters, you got to show an ID. And try getting on board a Delta jetliner without an ID and see what will happen to you.
Well, look. The problem is nobody's read the bill. And what the bill says, and your listeners know this because you've already educated them, but is if you don't have an identification, give me the last four digits of your Social Security number so I can match it up against the voter roll. If you don't know the last four digits of your Social Security number and you don't have an identification, let's just assume maybe you're trying to do something illegal. Because every person that I know, including probably my 10-year-old, can either come up with an identification or knows the last four digits of the Social Security or has a way to get that information. We're not asking you to provide fingerprints or retinal scans. We're not asking you to pass some kind of crazy test. We're just saying prove who you are. And every other corporation in America has requirements, usually identifications, for getting into workplaces. If you want to get into a secure building, whether you're a government employee, you have to have an identification. Many private sector businesses now require it for worker safety issues. You know, we have key cards in all these different buildings so that you can only go to certain locations to limit access to places. I don't understand where in the world, realistically, you can go now without an identification.
You know, I'm not sure, Corey, if you heard Charles Barkley over the weekend saying that, hey, you know, he believes that politicians, Republican and Democrat, are trying to divide us and really create, you know, pit the races against each other. I will give him a partial credit on that, but ultimately it's just one political party that's doing that. It is the Democrats.
Well, you know, he's exactly right, and the problem is no one's going to attack Sir Charles because he's going to come back at you fivefold, and they actually know it's all true. And when you've got African-Americans who are calling out the Democratic Party for what they are, which is truly racist, look, there is no proof that providing a valid identification disenfranchises anybody. It's exactly the opposite of that. But we have to have integrity in our election system. We have to have integrity in our ballot system. We have to make sure that if you're allowed to vote, you're only voting one time. And if you're not allowed to vote, you shouldn't be voting in that particular election. So, you know, for Charles Barkley to call out the hypocrisy of the left, you know, it's amazing. You don't see that in the mainstream media or the major news networks covering that because it doesn't fit their narrative, which is the Republicans are racist, misogynist, xenophobic, hatred mongering, fear mongering individuals, and the Democrats are great. They don't want to talk about all the failures of Joe Biden already.
You know, again, Corey, I have to appreciate, you know, the great work that former President Trump is doing and Marco Rubio, as you mentioned. But we need more high level Republicans to stand up and condemn this and join the boycott. And again, thank goodness for Ronna McDaniel. She followed the former president's lead.
Well, this is a no-brainer. Look, if you can't stand up and call out this woke culture, then you're not a fighter. And if you're not going to be a fighter, then don't go to Washington, D.C. The one thing Donald Trump taught us was it's okay to fight. The American people love fighters. You stand up for what you believe in. And look, maybe not everybody agrees with what Donald Trump believes in, but no one questions his ability to stand up and fight for what he believes in. And he did it every single day during the campaign trail in 2015 and 2016. He did it every single day while he was in the White House, and he continues to do it because the woke cancel culture, even Bill Maher, liberal Bill Maher, is coming around and saying, boy, guys, guess what? This culture is canceling everything, and sooner or later, there's going to be nothing left to stand up for. And these companies in corporate America who, you know, want to go after us for passing a law that actually extends voting rights, doesn't limit them, and then they say they want to take those baseball game and maybe move it to New York, which has much more restrictive voting rights. There's much more to it than voting rights. We know it's because Georgia is ultimately a conservative state and the liberals kowtow to the left.
That's it. And we know that those Democrats have been playing some pretty nefarious games on Election Day, and this is going to help put a stop to all of that. And I think that's another reason why they're so outraged and speaking out like this.
Again, it's easy to attack people when you don't actually read the bill. We saw that Joe Biden had a series of falsehoods around this bill. The media then perpetuated that. We saw CBS News was basically telling people how to push back against what's going on in Georgia. Now Delta Airlines, Coca-Cola, Major League Baseball. Hey, all we can do is vote with our pocketbooks, with our wallets, and make sure that these companies are being held accountable. And, you know, I'm a guy who travels a lot, and I try and find the fastest plane that gets me home the quickest and the cheapest airfare. But you know what? I've got to relook at that. Because if I'm going to be on Delta Airlines, there has to be no other alternative for me because of the way they're treating people. You know, this never happens on the right. Have you noticed that? It never happens that a conservative company does something and, you know what, there's outrage because they were too conservative. They were too conservative. It's always on the left where they think that going after voting rights or going after the people who live in Georgia is the right thing.
Well said. Corey, where can folks go if they want to get more information? I know follow you on Twitter. Where can they go?
Look, the best thing to do to support me is you go to DonaldJTrump.com. Maybe you heard of that website. It's DonaldJTrump.com.
Not familiar, Corey. Not familiar.
And that's the place where you can go to help me because I'm helping the president. I'm running his super PAC. I'm running his nonprofit group. We're raising money, and we're going to hold this woke culture accountable. I'm going to send America First candidates to Washington, D.C.
Well, Corey, we're huge fans of what you guys are doing here, and I know our audience has already responded. The number of calls today, especially from Georgia, people are just livid, and they're excited to be able to physically be able to do something, and I think this boycott is a great idea. Corey, got to run, but God bless you.
Hey, thank you.
All right, great American patriot right there, Corey Lewandowski, who is from New Hampshire, by the way, but he drives a pickup truck, likes to shoot guns and eat at Cracker Barrel. So he's sort of an honorary Southerner for you folks listening to us in the southern states. Oh, by the way, speaking of cancel culture and this mob, you folks in Georgia with the senator you got, Raphael Warnock. Now, this guy is, I'm not sure what the deal is here. He's supposedly a pastor. But this guy was spewing a load of heresy over the weekend. Raphael Warnock, the Democrat Socialist Senator, he is the pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church. And he went out there over the weekend and said, the meaning of Easter is more transcendent than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, you may as well just stop right there, because that's the only thing that Easter is about. He goes on to say, whether you are Christian or not, through a commitment to helping others, we are able to save ourselves. So I'm not going to get into a theology lesson here, but at the root of the Christian faith is the idea that one must have a relationship with Jesus Christ. One must confess their sins and accept Christ as their Savior. That is a basic tenet of the Christian faith. So Warnock is now saying that really the resurrection of Jesus doesn't really matter. That's irrelevant. It's what you do with your life. Only you can save yourself. That, ladies and gentlemen, is called heresy. And the heresy was uttered through the lips of a heretic. So I want you to just keep that in mind. Now, a lot of people have been going out there and defending Raphael Warnock. There's nothing to defend here. And the guy actually deleted the tweet. He deleted the tweet. But it was there. That's his thinking. And if I were a member of the Ebenezer Baptist Church, I'd be finding another place to go worship, because I'm not too sure you've got a Christian in the pulpit.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, so the Georgia Republican Party has made it official. They are now banning all Coca-Cola products from legislative offices. Good for them. They're saying that this is punishment for Coca-Cola intentionally misleading people about the Georgia voter ID law. And there is growing interest in Georgia for President Trump to hold some sort of a massive rally, maybe in Atlanta, maybe at the Braves Stadium, who knows. That would be quite the scene to see thousands and thousands of gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables making a statement by turning out and supporting President Trump and this effort to crack down on these woke companies. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. We are welcoming today our brand-new live affiliate. So they had been carrying the program on delay. We are now live noon to 3 Eastern on WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. And callers from WDUN get a nice prize package today. And we do this for all of our brand-new affiliates, just kind of a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. So give us a call, 844-747-8868. Well, you know, going back to the early days of the Biden administration, and even though we're still in the early days, these are the earliest days of the Biden administration, Joe Biden promised that this was going to be bipartisan, that the president was going to reach out across the aisle and they were going to be singing Kumbaya together and drinking Baptist martinis together. And that has clearly not been the case. And our good friend Liz Peek from Fox News has a theory as to why that is. And Liz is on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Liz, good to have you back with us.
Thanks so much for having me. Good afternoon. Well, look, I think Joe Biden ran on many false claims. One is that he was a moderate. Turns out he's nothing like a moderate, at least not the way I understand that to mean. And secondly, that he was going to work very hard to bring the country together. He was going to be a healer, a uniter, et cetera. And you know what, Todd? It's impossible. It's an impossible claim, and it's an impossible achievement, because the Democrats have gone so far left. And a lot of people have talked about that. A lot of people talked about socialism during the campaign and stuff. But I don't think that many of us really believe that once in office, the Democrat Party was going to work so hard to enact policies that a great many Americans simply wouldn't agree with. I mean, I don't know how that really works politically. I don't think it works for very long politically. But this country is in trouble, and many of the states and cities are really facing very tough times because, like my city of New York, they've done so much damage through higher taxes, policies that put criminals, instead of in jail, out of jail, making it very difficult to hire cops, wanting cops off the streets, and on immigration and stuff, deciding, you know, that we should just basically open the borders and not require people to wait on the other side for asylum hearings and all the rest. I mean, these are positions that most of the country, I believe, doesn't agree with. And the Democrats have been pushed into this by the so-called Justice Democrats, the group that is propelling forward really radical characters like AOC. And, you know, these are not people who are really going to help our country. They're not going to, heaven knows, they're not going to bring us together. They're deeply polarizing in terms of personalities, politics, and also proposals. And that's kind of where we are.
Liz, do you see any Democrats out there that are even behind the scenes saying, hey, look, guys, we've got to ease up here. We're creating a race war. We've got to back down.
Not at all. And in fact, if you look at the large bills that the Democrats are pushing in Congress, of course, we've already had one pass, the $1.9 trillion so-called American Rescue Plan, which was really not to do at all with rescuing America, but rather pay back for helping Joe Biden win the election to the teachers' unions and big labor and, yes, minorities. I mean, and that seems to me to be the theme also in the infrastructure bill, the $2 trillion infrastructure plan that now Biden is putting forward. It's not really about infrastructure. Everybody knows that. That's a very small percentage of the money that's going to be spent. It's really, again, even more money for schools. I mean, honestly, you have to start piling up the numbers. We're talking now over $200 billion for schools. By the way, it's not as though we're not already spending more money on public education per student than but about three countries in the entire world. Our outcomes are pretty terrible in inner city schools, but our outflow, what we're spending, is off the charts. And yet, because the teachers' unions were very important for Joe Biden winning office, donating tens of billions of dollars to millions, excuse me, to Democrats in all kinds of races, but also the federal race, there is no end to what kind of reward Joe Biden wants to give those unions. And the same thing with big labor. I mean, it's pretty astonishing. But the answer to your question is no. I don't see any restraint at all.
And you go through and do a really terrific job and a thorough job of explaining how these Democrats and how the Biden administration is dividing this country. And you also tie in the culture war aspect of this, the attack on biological women, and also this idea that the country is systemically racist.
Yeah. You know, that's just something that Joe Biden has said over and over again. Many Democrats have said that our country is systemically racist. No one ever actually creates an argument for that or says, look at these outcomes, that's why this is happening. And in fact, if you look at just sort of simple data points like representation in Congress, about 13% of Congress is black, and that's about equal to the number of blacks in our country. And by the way, no one gives any attention at all or credit to the country for electing a black president, not once, but electing him twice. I mean, that certainly argues, it seems to me, against systemic racism. There are other issues, like if you do take a look at black Americans who were not born here but who are immigrants from, for example, Caribbean islands, they do perfectly well in America. They are not held back, apparently, by racism, but American black Americans, African Americans, are held back by racism, or so the claim is. So why would that be? I don't think it has anything to do with racism. I think it's the bigotry of low expectations is a very good line. It's like pretending that black Americans aren't able to get voter IDs. How can that be? IDs are required for all kinds of activities in American life. Do we really think that black Americans are not capable of accessing free identification available from states and cities? I don't believe that. I think they're perfectly capable of doing that. Black children in school, in our inner city schools, do very poorly. I don't think that's their fault. I think it's because the teachers' unions are terrible at their job, and we do a very bad job of educating these youngsters. If we have a problem in this country, it goes back to failures, in my view, on public education. And I do think Barack Obama talked when he was accepting his party's nomination in 2008 about the failure of black families to raise their children. So many families have single parents, and where are the fathers? And all those, you know, there's lots of questions here that really need to be asked before you should tell the majority of our country that they are racist in their hearts. Obama said that too, so he was on both sides of this issue. But I don't think that anyone really should just accept that at face value. Joe Biden accepts it at face value. He also accepts the fact that the Georgia voter law is, Jim Crow on steroids, quote unquote. And I don't think he's read the law. I don't think he has any idea what's in the law.
And if that law in Georgia is Jim Crow on steroids, then what about New York State?
Which is worse.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It is. Liz,
a terrific column here, a Biden's partisan presidency, Dems too far left to reach across the aisle. We've got a link to that on the live show blog, folks. So you got to check that out. Liz, always good hearing from you.
Thank you so much, Todd. Appreciate it. Take care.
Liz Peek, ladies and gentlemen, from FoxNews.com. Got to read her great work.